My name is Megan. I'm a South African. I am a Jew. I'm an anti-Zionist. I was going to make my own statement, talking about the ceasefire, but then I read the words of my most treasured friend and mentor and profound human being, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman from Gift of the Givers, and I've decided to just read his statement instead. The ceasefire that saved Israel. What a humiliating defeat for the fourth largest army, backed by the richest nations on earth, with finance, weapons, disinformation and lies, and yet with all that might, tanks, fighter aircraft, drones, 2,000-pound bombs, occupation, siege, cutting off water, food, electricity, medical supplies, murdering, kidnapping, imprisoning, torturing doctors and healthcare workers, targeting humanitarian aid workers and journalists. They failed. They thought they were invincible, unmatched, unparalleled, untouchable, acting with impunity, exhibiting the worst form of arrogance and hubris. They failed. Their racism, apartheid, occupation, inhumanity, evil, terrorism, and genocidal conduct made manifest to the entire universe. With their paid and controlled media and journalists, they thought they would control the narrative. But 76 years later, they failed. They claim that they are the most moral army, an insult to the term. Their conduct was nothing short of dishonorable, barbaric, and cowardly. What bravery and bravado does it take to murder babies, teenagers, unarmed civilians, the physically and mentally challenged, and the elderly? Bravo, Israel, bravo. What men you are, but you have failed yet again. As you turn homewards with your tail between your legs, facing an epidemic of mental illness, you'll know deep within you that in spite of your grandiose celebrations, you have failed monumentally. Not a government, not an army, not sophisticated advanced destructive weapons, not unlimited financial and material resources, but an unarmed nation trapped in the largest open-air prison in the world defeated you with faith and sumud. Resilience. Truth has arrived and falsehood perished, for falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. Quran chapter 17, verse 81. Imtiaz Suleiman, Gift of the Givers.